But you gave $50 million to Rejoice Christian School.
54.
The largest personal gift to a school system in the United States.
Yeah.
What brought you to giving that large amount? Because they probably would have settled for $1 million.
Oh, yeah, or less. Her, Gina.
Did they have a big capital drive? Did they have something?
No.
Did they need $50
million? They didn't. I'll tell you that story real quick. When Gina was born, I told you that story. When she was about 4 years old, I thought, you know, I got to start thinking education, so we're going to do homeschooling. But she was just too active. And yeah, she had got a big limp, but she was out in public. She didn't care. She'd go out and play volleyball with great athletes, and she'll dive for that ball just as hard as anybody, and she's pretty good. It never fazed her one bit. So I thought, you know, she'll do pretty good in the classroom. So somebody told me about Rejoice. That was 13 years ago. I brought her over here, a little bitty school. The church started it 25 years ago. They went to the eighth grade then, but back then they were adding a class a year. It wasn't long. They had K-3 through 12th grade. And I went over here and I went in and said, I want to talk to you about getting my daughter enrolled in K-4. And the lady, Reba, she said, well, yeah, come on in. We'll do it. I said, well, I need to talk to you first. I said, she has some medical needs during the day. Oh, no problem. Come on in. Let's get this thing done. It was $2,200 a year, something like that. Cheap. I said, well, I'd really like to describe what my daughter has. Just in, a little old guy walks by, and she said, Dr. So-and-so, come in here. That would be the superintendent. She said, this is Eddie Gibbs. He wants to get his daughter enrolled in K-4. He said, well, great. We want to grow that class. And I said, but we need to talk. My daughter needs some help. He said, well, listen, we have Mrs. Hambrick. She's not a nurse, but she is really good with kids. And anyway, he convinced me that she'd be just fine. Best damn thing that ever happened to me, ever. So I enrolled her in K-4, and she had so much fun. She played with other kids. She's been there ever since. But Rejoice, they didn't know me from Adam, but they took my daughter on. And I realized within a few months they were struggling in school. So Miss Brandlin, always been the wise one, she said, you know, Ed, you've recently been talking about charity. There's probably no better place. So we sent them a check for $100,000 at the end of the year. We did it again the next year in K-5. When she started the first grade, I increased it to $200,000. We've done that ever since, except about a year and a half ago. We stopped because now my foundation supports the entire school. They took my daughter on and gave her the childhood that she wouldn't have got at Owosta School. Imagine homeschool, what she would have missed out on. So when I sold Ameristar, and this is getting to, I think, your next question, we're coming into all this money. Now, I never invested in the stock market, but I started about 10 years ago, and I got pretty good at it, I think. So I was having some fun with it. We had some means of doing some neat things. And I've always, I think, given back. Dr. Shaw had took over from the other fella about 7 or 8 years ago. And I really got to liking Dr. Shaw. They were down there on 86. We ran into one another. He said, you know, we want to build a new school. Maybe just elementary or mid school. We've got some land up here behind the church, 30 acres. He said, would you be interested in jumping on the list of people here? I said, yeah, I'd be interested. So I went down to his office. They were in the old church building down there. He showed me a legal pad that he just wrote names down. There were about 14 names. And from 50,000 to 500,000, there was three that had put down five. There's one that had 10. But anyway, they had 22 million. And I said, what are you trying to build? He said, it's 32. I said, so you need 10 million. He said, yeah. So I went back and talked to Miss Bramlin. And see, I never had a partner, but I do talk to a couple of people. And she said, you ought to do that. We can handle 10 million. She got with Ben Faulkner, Ron Pachter. We always try to do things right. They advised her, do up a letter, notarize it, and take it to him. Even have the bank sign off on it. So it was basically a $10 million letter of credit. It wasn't a soft promise. So here he had $32 million. A few months went by. I said, when are you going to get this thing going? And he kept saying, well, they're not coming through. Then I told him, I said, you know, my letter was good for a year. We need to do something. I met him underneath the football stadium over here at Ator Heights. This would be 5 years ago. And I said, Dr. Shaw, where's this money? He said, Ed, it's not coming. He said, they were just soft pledges. Some of them said, well, you know, but we were planning to do that over 10 years. I just sold Ameristar. In fact, we may not even have closed on it yet. This was like October. And underneath that football stadium at halftime, out of the blue, I just said, well, I'll pay for the whole damn thing. That morning when I got up out of bed, I had no intentions whatsoever of giving away $32 million. I just did not. But you talk about God works in mysterious ways, because that had to come from somebody. And he just backed up and he said, are you kidding? I said, no. I said, nobody around here knows it, but I sold Ameristar. He had came to my office a few times. He knew it was a sizable company. And I said, let's just do this. Do you have a team put together? He said, I've got a couple of people. One guy at the church put together a plan for the entire building and all this and that. I got to looking at it, and I called my old friend, Ray Miller, Fleming Building Company. He built all my buildings at Ameristar. But anyway, that's how this whole thing got going. No other money come forward. And he had his team together, some of the school board, a couple of people volunteering their time, pretty good team. And so I brought Ray Miller in, his top superintendent. I brought in our architect firm and my attorney. We sat down there, and the first thing that Ray said, Dad, what they put together here, you're not going to build for $32 million, and you're going to need more than 30 acres. Oh, boy. So anyway, make a long story short, there's 15 acres north of this 30. I scrambled the owners around. That was difficult. There were six people that inherited that land. I bought that. Then there was 20 acres to the west, belonged to three brothers. They thought it was worth more than it was. But anyway, we bought 35 acres, which now gives us 65 acres. There was plenty of land to do what we wanted. We built a school that would easily hold 1,500 students. And we're talking about 18 kids per class, not 30. It was quite a campus. But the number went to 38 and then 40. And then no more than 40. Ray, you and the architect, you got to keep it down below that. Well, it went to 47. Plus, I paid $7 million for the property. So that's where you get your $54
million. Wow.
But, you know, we wasn't ripped off. A lot of it, me and Paul added to it. You know, listen, we need this. It just, this is better. And one of the gems is a tornado, thick walls, F5. When there's storms on it, we have neighbors from those houses come over and crawl in that gym. So it's good for the community. It took 3 years to build it.
What a story.